You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, tune in to the Cleveland Browns Mike Pettine Show tomorrow at 7 p.m. right here on ESPN 850, hosted by myself and Ken Carmen. Nathan Zgur, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, wrapping up our first hour with some sound from Joe Thomas. You heard that coming in out of the break. Joe Thomas was on the Golden Boys, and he was talked about what he thinks of TMZ as a journalistic organization.
Well, you know what? It's funny. The first thing that I heard when I heard about this article, it reminded me of back in our Wisconsin days, Hammer, when you'd walk down the street and you'd pick up the Onion newspaper at like Chipotle or something, and you'd start reading these outrageous articles that you're wondering who the heck made this up, because it couldn't be further from the truth. And so to me, I think that's an article that really belongs more in the Onion than a reputable news source, if that's what we're going to call TMZ.
And as I have said, winning solves everything. Here is Joe Thomas talking about how stories always get magnified when you're losing.
Well, I think if you look at the big picture, it's the fact that the teams that have had that great Pro Bowl quarterback, that franchise quarterback, like you mentioned, the Patriots, the Steelers, they've had Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, you know, the Packers have Aaron Rodgers. It's those teams that have your franchise quarterback for many, many years, they tend to win a lot more games. And when your team is winning, there's not the rumor, gossip type stories that get put out there as often, because people want to talk about the winning. They feel pretty good. But when you're on a team that hasn't had that franchise quarterback, hasn't had that consistent winning, you do get a lot more of these type of stories, and I think they get highlighted more because of the losing that has happened since I've been here.
Thomas saying, and was asked if he'd be shocked if the TMZ quotes were true about this quarterback situation.
I would be shocked if they actually found three starters that made those quotes. I definitely think that the guys on the team, especially on the offense, are definitely behind Josh. And that's not taking a shot at Johnny, because I think he did a great job when he was in there.
And he did. And I think that, as everyone has said, when the quarterback became in question after the way Johnny Manziel played in the Tennessee Titans game and Josh McCown with the concussion, everyone's talking about a locker room divided, and this story in some cases could do something like that. Here's Joe Thomas's comment about how it does not affect the locker room.
I don't think it really affects it too much. I mean, there's thousands of media sources in today's day and age, and there's always constantly articles being put out there about different things and things that maybe aren't true or maybe are just kind of being written to get a rise out of a certain segment of the population. So, you know, I think it's probably been talked about a little bit today, and maybe there'll be a couple guys discussing it tomorrow in the locker room, but I don't really think that many of the guys are going to give it too much credence.
And finally, Joe Thomas was asked about his thoughts on the Browns quarterback situation.
Well, that's a tough question. I think we're in a good situation because I do think that no matter which of those two guys that goes out there, I think people would support them wholeheartedly, because I think everybody in the locker room truly believes in both guys. I don't think we could go wrong with either one of them. And I think Johnny's proven that he can make some plays and he can be exciting and explosive. And I think since Josh has been here, he's gained the trust and the respect of everybody in the locker room, and whether he makes a bad throw or not, I think we have confidence that he'll be able to come back and the next throw will be a great throw and he'll give us a chance to win, which is all you can ask for from a quarterback.
So that was Joe Thomas on the Golden Boys yesterday. His comments there about Johnny Manziel, significantly different than his comments were about Johnny Manziel a year ago. So clearly,
or
Joe
even in
Thomas,
the offseason,
yeah, has a lot more confidence in Johnny after he saw his preparation and his performance against the Tennessee Titans. That'll do it for our first hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When we come back, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, for his Wednesday presser before today's practice.